Australian wheat growers will not harvest as much as had been expected. The government there has cut its official wheat forecast by just under 11.5% down to just under 20 million tons.
It's a fairly significant cut, but it's still up, 50% year to year.
And better than the last 2 years, according to U.S. Department of Agriculture grains analyst Jerry Norton. Now, back in 2005, Australia produced a 25 million ton wheat crop. Then drought hit, cutting the 06 crop to 10.8 million tons. 07 was only just over 13. Analysts thought this year would be a really big year because of more planting.
Because of those drought years in 2006 and 2007, they liquidated a lot of their sheep herds, so they had a lot of grazing land they put into wheat the past year. So we thought we had a very optimistic view of the crop going back up to those kind of 25 million ton levels early on. But the dryness in southern Australia really has affected them.
U.S. farmers benefited from Australia's short crop with more U.S. sales in Asian markets, but with a better crop this year.
We're going to see some increased competition in those markets, particularly Japan and in the Southeast Asia, where they buy high-quality wheat.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.